is VOA News, the remote time with Helpad. Both Russia and Ukraine say they've made little progress during a third round of talks on Monday. Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he said without elaboration Monday that there were some small positive shifts regarding logistics of humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee some besieged Ukrainian cities. He said that consultations will continue on ways to negotiate an end to hostilities. Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, said he expects that humanitarian corridors in Ukraine will finally start functioning Tuesday. He said no progress has been made on a political settlement, but voiced hope that the next round could be more productive. The Pentagon says Vladimir Putin has now sent nearly all of his invasion force into Ukraine, but its advance remains slow in some areas. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
While Russian troops are making significant advances in southern Ukraine, it's different in the north.
They really haven't made any noteworthy progress in the last few days.
And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that seems to be frustrating the Russians, who are now relying more on bombs, missiles, and artillery strikes on population centers.
When you're relying more on long-range fires, you're gonna cause more damage, and you're going to kill more people and injure more people.
At the White House.
This is heart-wrenching to watch. And it is.
At the same time, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there are limits on what the U.S. can and will do to help.
We are not going to send U.S. troops to fight in Ukraine against Russia.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is deepening. Russian forces intensifying their shelling, and food, water, heat, and medicine are growing increasingly scarce. Ukraine says it is facing a medieval-style siege by Moscow to batter it into submission. The United Nations Children's Fund says vulnerable children make up a large proportion of the more than 1 million Ukrainians who have fled Russia's invasion of their country. 500,000 children, some of whom are unaccompanied, have crossed into Poland and other neighboring countries, according to UNICEF. The mass exodus of Ukrainians is producing what many fear will be Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said in a statement, "I have worked in a refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this one." Russia's disinformation efforts of people across the world appear to be mirroring the effort of some of its forces on the ground. While Russia is bringing lots of firepower, the Kremlin's influence operations seem to be stalling, unable to penetrate key audiences. Much of Moscow's influence operation has been carried out in plain sight, with Russian-backed media outlets like RT, Sputnik, Rio Novosti, Izvestia, and others pumping out stories and social media posts in Russian, English, Spanish, Turkish, and Arabic. But research by Omelas, a firm that tracks influence operations in the digital environment, finds that as Russian forces started moving into Ukraine, these media operations began to lose traction with their target audiences. According to Omelas, Russian-supported media published 12,300 posts on social media since February 24th, garnering 1.3 million engagements. In contrast, Western media published 116,000 posts related to Ukraine during that span, attracting 44.8 million engagements. A delegation of senior U.S. officials visited Venezuela on Saturday for talks with members of President Nicolas Maduro's government. The talks were to explore the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions against the major oil producer, according to sources who participated. The sources say the talks had been in the works behind the scenes for months, as the Biden administration weighs easing sanctions as a bargaining chip for the release of U.S. citizens being held in Venezuela. But they say the talks took on new urgency with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.